time is 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, pretty much always here on the Good Day program. Once in a while, I skip out, but only because I have to, not because I want to. Because I actually... What is it they say you get off? This is what, as I start my day every day with you, it gets me going, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, not to be crude. Sort of gets me off and running, as it were, and hopefully it does you as well. The best stories of the day are here on Good Day. Ken Kessler joins me. He's monitoring what's going on at Facebook and Twitter, among other things. So what do we have in terms of those who would hunt terrorists and the Boston bomber? And I don't know what you've got up there, actually, because I often don't pay as much attention, honestly, as I should to what is going on there.
Most of the action so far this morning has been about the Time magazine article about the struggle between liberty and security, whether mm-hmm. you need to give up some of your freedom to be safe.
All right, let me just explain. Shall I explain that to folks?
Sure.
If you haven't seen Time magazine over the weekend, the cover story is about the discussion, the debate between those who want more freedom and those who want more security. You find the population wants more freedom and the government wants more security, and that's part of the discussion here. The growing use of surveillance cameras, especially in the last couple of weeks after the Boston bombing. If you didn't watch the Kentucky Derby over the weekend, you'll notice that they went over the top with the security there. They wouldn't let people bring umbrellas into the stadium, even though it was pouring rain. And you can imagine how upset people were about that. By the way, I don't even know who won that race. Do you? It's not like it was on
the favorite Orb won
horse.
The race.
What's the name,
the
Evan?
Favorite in a couple of years to
win
the race.
Was the favorite horse? Whoever it was. Now we really sound intelligent, don't we? We have our finger on the pulse of everything going on except the Kentucky Derby. I can tell you there was a lot of surveillance there, but I can't tell you who won. So the first person that calls with the winner's name, you're welcome to a swell prize, 888-302-3684. What horse won the Kentucky Derby? But the general conversation here is about people having to pay more attention to what's going on. You are giving up your freedoms in exchange for more security, and as Ben Franklin said, you have neither when you do that. All right, so what do we have on Twitter and Facebook regarding that, Ken?
The question, sacrificing privacy to be safer, Jeff says no, Rob says absolutely not, and Charles posted, and I won't read all of it, but it's a passage from Supreme Court Justice Brandeis from 1927, and it ends with, "The greatest dangers to liberty lurk in insidious encroachment by men of zeal, well-meaning but without understanding."
I'm not even sure they're well-meaning. Anymore, anyway. There may or may not be a debate about that. 888-302-3684. The essence of giving up free. I don't want to give up any of my freedoms. I don't want to give up any of them. I don't feel more secure. I'm happy to take care of myself as well as I can. The lady in my life was a block away from this explosion on the morning of the race. She turned around. She had walked in front of that store 3-4 minutes. Before the explosion took place, God knows, you know, what would have happened had she been later. But she turned around and she watched, for some reason or other, she just turned around at that time and watched the bomb explode. And then the mayhem, because she lives around the corner from there, that ensued for the next, 3, 4, 5 days? It was craziness. If we keep giving up our freedoms to police and government officials, we will have none. I think that's just the way it is. Government takes as well as it can take. It takes as often.
It's tough to draw the line because we have all these surveillance cameras, and I'm sure many more just in the last couple of weeks since the bombing.
Yep.
But without all those cameras, we may not have caught these two guys.
Right. That's a very good point, Kenny. Without it, we probably wouldn't have caught them. So there's something to be said for it. I get it. And a lot of people do, too. But where is the line? 888-302-3684. Later on in this hour, we're going to review the Howard Kurtz story from the weekend about what a boob he made of himself. And also, we have the audio from this commercial that has gotten a really, I don't know if it's over-the-top attention or not, but the Mountain Dew ad. that isn't available anymore because it was taken down. But the story behind the story is something we'll talk about in the next half hour. Meanwhile, Jimmy in Memphis listening to KWAM. Jimmy, welcome to Good Day, sir. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Morning to you. So what horse was it that won the Derby?
Orb. O-R-B.
O-R-B. What do you know about that horse?
He won the Derby. It's a very wet track.
Yeah, I would think so with all that rain. Do you know anything about the horse prior to its winning the Derby?
I'm really not a horse guy at all, but no. I just happen to know that answer. And I listen to you every morning, and I'm the guy that back in January, I was doing a show in the afternoon here. A couple of guys said,
oh,
you complimented us on the radio.
Yeah.
You didn't know my name.
Right. No, I remember that now.
I'm not talking about Elvis, the guy from high school and everything. And
right.
I really appreciate what you said. The owner of the station sent me the clip, and I went, wow.
Yeah.
That was cool.
And you know what? Elvis is still dead.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, it's the second most visited house in the country.
I know it
the
is.
White House.
Other than the White House, it is. It's
We just got through the Bill Street Music Festival here, and big music on Memphis. There's no other city in America that tells a story about Memphis, about music, than Memphis does, from the blues to rock and roll to Stax, you know, the whole thing, you know.
I think it's interesting on the weekend of the Jazz Festival in New Orleans that there is still this recognition that even with all that stuff going on down there, more people go to visit Elvis's place in Memphis all year long and then visit things like this. So it's very cool. Jimmy, thanks for the call. Hold on just a second, and we'll see if we can't make you proud. We're done proud by the info. 888-302-3684. All right, so nobody forget that. The name of the horse was Orb that won the Kentucky Derby. Two more now. When do the other races take place? Do we know when the other two races are?
I think they're pretty soon. It seemed to me that they're all three are in May.
In May, I think you're right about that. Preakness is the 17th. Okay. Yeah. All right. So we don't have to know everything, folks. We just have to know enough to be dangerous.
Right.
And that's oftentimes the case here. It's 14 after the hour. Do you have yellow teeth caused by drinking too much coffee or tea or wine or perhaps other alcohol? Do your teeth need whitening? You're talking about whitening your teeth. You want to know what the solution is to get the yellow smile turned into a white smile. Here's the way to do it. I'm suggesting something that's being recommended by dentists all over the country. It's a product called Power Swabs, the only whitening system that uses patented formula. It's a coconut oil sort of wash. It's all natural. Removes the stains off your teeth. Wow, this guy really is smart. Dr. Martin Ginniger, who put this together. And now it's available not through your dentist, not at the store, but direct from the manufacturer at 800-865-7602. So don't waste any more time trying to use some of that stuff that is, you just, I mean, putting a tray in your mouth and leaving it there for an hour. And then what happens to your gums is so sensitive after that. Why would you do that? Especially when your mouth and your teeth love this. No bleaching involved. It takes only a couple of minutes for this product to work to start whitening your teeth. Dentists are recommending, as I said, Power Swabs up and down the line. So don't wait any longer. Call for Power Swabs, 800-865-7602. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Works on bonding, veneers, caps, crowns. It is clinically proven to work. That's why it's guaranteed. There is no risk involved in your part whatsoever. Use it and like it, or get your money back. Power Swabs, 800-865-7602.
I had a lovely Mother's Day. My family got me some nice slippers, pajamas, beautiful jewelry, all from Kmart. But then they got me a helper monkey. Who doesn't help? So, this Mother's Day, don't buy your mom a monkey. Just stop while you're ahead.
Kmart doesn't sell monkeys, but we have everything else you need for Mother's Day, including surprise points for members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to terms at ShopYourWay.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use it directed.
proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure.
And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How about some food news? Food news. Our supermarket guru is Phil Lempert, and his place in the homepage has been well established, homepage of DougSteffen.com. And today he's got some information for you to understand on the new trend of these ultra-gourmet food stores. Kenny, you got one near you in San Diego? You're outside in the hills of San Diego, right? So
yes, I think there are more closer into the center of town than
more
where
of
I
these
am.
Have developed in California, and now they're spreading around to areas of the country that are considered hotbeds for the locavore movement. That is trying to get local food and the better food, supposedly. So these ultra gourmet food stores are highlighted. If you want to find out where to find one of them, find out the story behind the story, go to Phil Lempert's box, Supermarket Guru box, at DougSteffen.com, right next to Roberta's Queen of Cheap. She'll be back on Thursday with that info. By the way, there's a recall going on now that you all ought to know about. The recall of select California Pizza Kitchen and DiGiorno pizzas. Nestle's, as it turns out, makes these for California. This is what happens. They have a company that makes them. They put the sticker on them, so it looks like it's a California pizza because they have a good reputation, or Del DiGiorno. It's the same pizza. Same exact pizza. Same thing. Just different label on it and probably a different price. But if you have one of those, either check out the website for Nestle USA or you just bring it back to the store and get your money back. All right? Snacks in the focus as well. Check out the list of snacks you should never eat at the office at DougSteffen.com. Today, our poll, what do you snack on at work? Chips or pretzels? Fruit? Candy? Something salty? Something sweet? Whatever looks good in the vending machine. Tell us your preference at DougSteffen.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton. We fabricate.
Engrave Inc. embeds strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Through the top five songs from this week in 1985, shall we? Just for fun, I always like doing this. People love to remember what they were doing at any particular time, and we're liable to go back to 20, 24, 25 years, and these lists, and obviously every year there's a different group, and every week there's a different group, so all kinds of fodder here for memories. This is a song I don't remember, Kenny, by Murray Head called One Night in Bangkok. I do remember him doing a couple other things, but I don't remember this at all. Does anybody else remember this or not?
I remember it, and was just reading. I came across something about him recently. I don't know why, but he had two giant hits. There was this one, and in 1969, he had a single from Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, that's where I remember. Yes. Yeah. Yep. That was it for him. All right, so remember, yeah. All right, number five this week, 1985. This week, first week of May. Number four during that same week, Simple Minds. Another English group that had a couple of hits, I think, Kenny, didn't they?
Yeah, and more in England, I think.
Yeah, right, exactly. Crank it up, Evan, for a minute.
This is a monster from the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, all right, that's what I remember. Breakfast Club. All of the music this week, 1985, very recognizable stuff. Now as we get through from number four, the song by Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me, to number three by El DeBarge. This is called Rhythm of the Night. Yeah, good dance song. Crank it up, Evan. Number three. All right. Not for that, so you got the gist and the twist of it. Madonna was at number two. It's a big pop song for her. How many times have you said this to a man or a woman in your life? I'm crazy for you. Never wanted anybody else but you. It's all brand new. Never met anybody like you. I'm just crazy for you. All right, moving in now to the number one slot for this week in 1985. This is one of the most dramatic moments in music, in pop music history anyway. This was at number one for 4 weeks in a row. And it just captured everybody's attention because of the aim. The idea was to help. It was $84 million raised from this song being created. And most of it went in, not in cash, but in food and clothing and stuff. And because nobody understood the reality of African life in these tribal countries, most of it never was used. It was rot. The food rotted on the docks because they didn't know how to handle it, or they didn't want to handle it. The food, that was one thing. The clothing was basically all sold or burned because the people that read, that were leading these countries, were worried about the impact that all of this free clothing would have on the markets in their country, and so they just burned it. And so all of this work was for naught. But it was a great idea, and this song was just terrific. USA for Africa, We Are the World. It was always great. It was always wonderful trying to guess who was singing. You'd have to guess hard on that one. It's 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Oh no, Fido and Fluffy have fleas and now the whole family is scratching. If this scenario sounds all too familiar, take heart. There are things you can do to keep your household flea free. Prevention is the most important thing. I have found that fleas are much more likely to attack a pet who is not in good health, has dry skin. Fleas are attracted to pets with dry skin because it's easier to burrow and get the blood that they live on. Brush your pet on a regular basis may also be helpful, particularly if your pet spends time outdoors. Brushing helps remove fleas and flea eggs. And check your pet regularly, what I call Warren's white towel test. Roll your pet around in a white towel. You'll see flecks on the towel. That's a good indication that you have fleas. And if you opt to treat the pet yourself, make sure you read those labels carefully and never mix products. And make sure you treat the environment. Here's a little secret. I don't recommend flea collars for your pets, but take a flea collar, cut it up, put it in the vacuum cleaner bag. This way, when you vacuum the house and you vacuum those fleas and the flea eggs, the fleas won't reinfest the area once again. Oh, Warren, next time. The other day, a long-time customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamin and mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Stephen, Good Day Monday program. Richie out today. Jennifer's out today. Roberta's out today. It's a hat trick of loss. But Kenny and I are able and willing, and we are up to the challenge of bringing you some of the best, the important stories of the day conversationally. That racist or so-called racist spot for Mountain Dew comes into scrutiny in a few minutes, along with the latest on Matt Lauer and the likes of Anderson Cooper. And the news media in general, story about Howard Kurtz and his inveiglings. He's just an impossible gas bag. So we'll, if you don't know that story, the story behind that story in a moment or two. First, though, as we continue to talk about security, a lot of conversation, and if you go to facebook.com/goodday or Twitter at Good Day, we are very interested in your thoughts about security and the headline. This is all about fear and the psychosis that goes with fear. Many of you may have seen last Friday, it was actually the weekend edition of USA Today, the headline in red, "Are Our Stadiums Safe?" USA Today investigates, shows that the nation's sports venues are vulnerable, largely offering merely scrutiny theater, pretty much the same as the TSA. So the spectators that go into the Kentucky Derby and how they were scrutinized, people that go to watch baseball games, football games, hockey games, you name it. The private security guards are supposed to protect the stadiums because they don't, you know, they have police details and stuff, but how can they have access to someone who would commit a crime because they don't have access to government information, and maybe they should make them available, make those images available to the private security force? And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Do you get what we're talking about here? This continuing focus, in my estimation, quite irresponsible, in fact, to all of the things that we have to guard against. Check this out. Look around at your neighbor. He may be planning, or she may be planning, a crime. And then the experts say, as with the TSA, as I've suggested, that it's all theater. It's all for show. It doesn't demonstrate any protection. It just makes you feel better. Oh, I'm going to go through this x-ray machine, therefore I'm going to be safer. That's stupid and nonsensical. It really is. So those of you who think we are back again, this is one of the themes of the program today. The federal budget has lots of money set aside for so-called security. The bells and whistles are usually, take the TSA for example, the x-ray machines. They spent $243 million buying these x-ray machines, $1 million for each one of these, and they placed them around at most of the major airports around the country and found immediately that they were unsafe. Immediately. And yet they left them there for well over a year, forcing people to go through them or to stand around and wait for a check or a pat. Meanwhile, the airline, all of the unions, whether it was flight attendants, the pilots, they wouldn't go through them. And they said they wouldn't go through them. So they had to give a separate line to that. That should have been the first clue. But not for those clueless wonders, until finally there was so much of a bottleneck because people were refusing to go through them. They changed them and they got the new model, and the new model actually is quite safe. But is it all about safety? Is security and safety a synonym? I don't think so. Do you, Kenny?
I think it's a tough line to walk.
Yeah.
As I said before, we wouldn't have caught these guys with all the cameras.
You're right.
But all those cameras didn't prevent what happened.
No, they didn't prevent it, and that's the whole thing. All right, so we have the ratings on American Idol, and Howard Kurtz stumbles, fumbles, and bumbles. That plus some conversation about Matt Lauer and Anderson Cooper up in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey. One question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center, sir. This way to the parlor.
You mean the lobby?
No, sir, that's the foyer. Shall I ring the valet?
Nah, I already parked.
Right.
Butlers would make tire shopping fancy, but they wouldn't make it better. Better at Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and top brands like Die Hard and the Mighty Road Handler. Buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTs and up to $80 in mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 518. Free tire, vehicle with lesser value. Rebate on 6-1. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Installation required. See store for details.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, you're in Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day.
And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program, Monday morning, 19 before the hour. American Idol, Kenny, last week hit new lows. in their ratings, only 11 million viewers. That's one-third the number of viewers they had when they first started. The first couple of years, they'd have 29 million, 30 wow. million people watching it a week. It was uncanny, and now they're down to 11. Not that they most shows wouldn't shoot somebody to get 11 million viewers, but the rating is not good among those who are 18 to 49, down 7% from just a week ago. So they're trying to change things before the end of the season, because they're in May sweeps now, and they want to build up advertising rates for the show starting next January. So they're going to ask Harry Connick Jr., at least he's been approached about taking a seat on the judges panel, and he said he would be interested in doing it. And whether they do it just now for the rest of the season, or they do it, frankly, if they were smart, they do it and leave him there because he's very popular. Speaking of moving people around, the folks who own NBC, Comcast Cable, you know that they bought out NBC, and I can't believe that they're headed for anything other than trouble, looking at both what they're planning for the Tonight Show and the Today Show, both ends of the broadcast day. They're going to replace Jay Leno with Jimmy Fallon. And they have made a complete mess of it. As a matter of fact, if you look at the ratings, Kenny, Leno's ratings are at a seven-year high, continue to be the number one program in most of the demos, including the demo that NBC wants Fallon to supposedly support. He's number one there. He's still delivering the goods. So Comcast is ready to hand Leno over to Fox, maybe even to CNN, because the guy that runs CNN and Leno are great friends. He used to run the news unit at NBC. So they've even talked about having him over there. But Fox, for sure, is rattling on. All the Fox affiliates want Leno, like, tomorrow if they could get him, because they know they would then be viable in late night, and they aren't now. They have nothing at late night. So the cable guys want to screw...
NBC has a history of doing really stupid things.
Right,
with successful shows.
Yeah. So anyway, so Leno is still delivering. They're going to send him someplace else. And now the latest on the Today Show is that Matt Lauer is going to be sort of sashayed out, and they're going to put in Anderson Cooper in the mornings. So this is a perfect example of smart people who have too much power, and they don't understand what to do with it. This is stupid. Both of these moves are dumb, dumb, dumb. Anderson Cooper is not that much of a draw. He's relatively popular, but he's not the kind of a draw that Matt Lauer is on any level. So good luck to you guys over at NBC. Let us know how it all works out for you while the rest of us watch Fox and wherever else we can go in the morning to get something that's pleasant. I'd much rather watch Diane Sawyer any day than watch Anderson Cooper. Thank you very much.
So you know, Jay Leno would be good in there
in the morning.
On the Today Show.
Yeah, he would.
they should do that.
Yeah, I mean, they're paying the same for the guys in the morning as they are the guys at night, so they ought to put Leno in the morning. That's actually a pretty good idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder if they're smart enough to figure that out. All right, well, anyway.
I doubt that.
Yeah, I mean, I do, too. So, the story about Howard Kurtz. Howard Kurtz is a gas bag. Somebody used to work in the Washington Post criticizing media. He worked for a reliable source. Well, his show is called Reliable Sources. He worked for some other outfit. I'm trying to remember. One of the political analysts. He's a yetzer. Anyway, the story behind the story about him putting his foot in his mouth, if you haven't heard it, is well told here in a conversation recorded on an NPR show that we monitor, David Folkenflik, with Dylan Byers from Politico.com, talking about Howard Kurtz. Kurtz is in the conversation with them on basically why should we believe anything you say.
If you were looking at yourself, let's say you were hosting this show and you were looking at somebody else, another journalist who had done this, what would you say about that journalist's credibility?
Well, I view credibility and trust as something that you have to earn day after day. I've had a pretty long career in which I have not only done television work, not only done newspaper work, but written 5 books. I like to think that I've built up a big store of credibility. When you get something wrong, when you are too quick to say something without adequately checking, then you lose a little bit of that credibility. And that's why I say that I have thought about this very deeply, that I am determined to learn from it, but I would like it to be viewed in the full context of my career. And just one more thing, I mean, this is not a ritual for me where you just come on camera and you say you're sorry and you hope to move on. I am truly sorry about what happened. I believe deeply in good journalism and fair journalism, and I am determined to learn from this episode and minimize the chances of anything like this happening again.
If I can just ask a follow-up very quickly, if you didn't learn from the issue with Congressman Issa, and you didn't learn from the issue with Pelosi, and you didn't learn from the issue with Van Susteren, why should we believe that you will learn from this issue?
Well, each of those episodes had certain complicating factors that I'm not going to relitigate now, but I've never, although I am a media reporter, although at the Daily Beast I was primarily not a media reporter, but managing the Washington Bureau and writing and blogging and making videos for the site when the site was doing original videos. I consider myself to be very careful. Now, you can go through and say, okay, you got this wrong, and the year before you did this. What I am saying to you is that all of this matters to me, and there are some people who say, well, maybe you had a little bit too much on your plate. I'll leave that to others to judge, but I'm going to be very careful from this point on not to take on too much and to make sure that everything that I say on the air and everything that I commit to print or do in a video or anything like that is double and triple checked.
So fundamentally, you know, you certainly have a career in which you've done many things right. And as journalists, we are humble about making mistakes. But others have been forced out at places, including CNN news organizations, for lesser transgressions. Why should we put stock in you as a media critic? Why should the audience of this show put its trust in you when so much of your recent work has been shown at times to be sloppy and even reckless?
Well, I would say we're talking here about a small minority of cases, but again, you can make your own judgment. People at home can make their own judgment. I put an enormous amount of work into this program to make it fair, accurate, balanced. I labor over the scripts, even the little banners that appear at the bottom of the screen. I do research for every guest, every interview, every segment. I like to think that over time, people have seen that. That doesn't mean I have occasionally said something that was wrong or off key or had to be corrected. So again, we come back to the central point here. I have worked very hard over the course of 3 decades to establish credibility, and people are going to have to make their own judgment about weighing the occasional mistakes versus what I have done, but I'm taking this very seriously.
Ah, these gas bag people that think that they have import. If Howard Kurtz never was on the air again, never wrote another word, nobody would miss him. But it does show you how involved and wrapped up the people in the media get about other people in the media. And once in a while, you care, and once in a while, you don't care. I'm on the I don't care side. But it's an interesting story anyway. It's 10:04 the hour on Good Day.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
For a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with his update. Every week he goes through all of the medical journals, finds out what the government is doing here and maybe what scientists are doing here, there, and everywhere. The discussion, which is prominent this week, has to do with the morning after pill and making it available to youngsters. Can you imagine your daughter? Well, she's, what, 16 and a half? I don't want to put you on the spot here.
Please do.
Okay. If she came to you when she was 13 and said, Dad, I'd like to, or maybe she didn't have to under the rules that were put forth earlier, the morning after pill, as I recall from the story last week, was going to be available pretty much to anybody and everybody. But now the government wants to change it, or not the government, the administration wants to change that, and so they're using the FDA to do it. So what really are the issues here as far as if a young girl, 13, 14, goes on these pills, what happens to her body?
Well, am I going to talk as a doctor or as a father?
No, doctor and dad, both.
All right. I'll first talk as a physician. And Teva, the manufacturer of the pill, Plan B, has medical evidence that it's safe in up to age 15 or down to age 15, that it can be used without a prescription. And that's what the FDA is using to back up their recommendation, because there's a judge who wants to make this open to anybody, and the administration first is asking that this judge's order be overturned, and in the meantime, the FDA has approved it down to age 15.
All right, Dad.
Call me old-fashioned, but you have to get permission in school to give a kid Tylenol, right, or aspirin. But yeah, to go to get Plan B, you don't have to talk to the parents. The parents need to be involved in this.
The allergy season is upon us. And a lot of children. I have been reading so much in the last couple of weeks about allergies and certain kinds of allergies and how they affect you sometimes physically, sometimes emotionally and mentally. There are allergies to things that we have never thought of before. Some basic things about food and skin allergies out this week, though, Ken, huh?
This is out of the CDC. It's amazing the dramatic increase in allergies in the young. Listen to these amazing statistics. About 1 in 20 American children have a food allergy. That's a 50% increase from just the late 1990s. You know, when you and I were in elementary school, who had a food allergy? And for eczema and other skin allergies, it's amazing. 1 in 8 children, that's a whopping 69% increase in just a few years. Fortunately, there's been no increase in hay fever or respiratory allergies.
What's the deal with the men who do not get enough sleep? There's an interesting connection.
No, I'm going to turn my headphones off.
No, you need to listen to this because this is you.
Yes, another good reason to get some sleep. This is American Journal of Epidemiology this week. Doug, men who consistently lack sleep have a higher risk of deformed and lower sperm counts than men who are well-rested. Sleep-deprived men also have a higher risk of lower testosterone levels and observable testicular size shrinkage. Men with sleeping problems, we're talking about insomnia, staying awake late, inconsistent sleep, have an almost 30% lower sperm count. Their sperm are more deformed and their testicles are smaller.
If I already have kids, does any of this matter?
Well, whether you want more.
There are other reasons other than having kids.
So what you're saying is it's birth control.
The manner of speaking.
I will tell
we
you.
We all focus on women in birth control. Yeah. Men, hello.
I'm right on the border. I'm at barely at 6 hours a night. And
I thought you were going to say you were right on the border of.
No.
All right. You feel rested when you wake up?
Yeah. If I get a good six and a half hours, I do.
Adults need 7 to 8. But
yeah. I never.
No, that's hard.
Check his testosterone level.
Let's check. Never mind testosterone. Let's check your cholesterol level and figure out how you can benefit from getting the 30-day free trial of Cardiol, Ken.
Well, the leading cause of death in America, Doug, it's heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I want to talk about safely managing your cholesterol levels. And one of the factors in your risk of developing heart disease is this cholesterol. And we're always looking for safe, effective ways to help my patients lower their cholesterol. I found one of the best products around is this all-natural Cardiol, because Cardiol is imported from Italy. It's subject to stricter quality control. It's free of contaminants. My patients have had great success with it. Their cholesterols have come down as little as 30 days.
All right, so here's how it works. By the way, I've been through this. 30-day free trial of Cardiol available. All you do is pay shipping and handling. No strings attached. Not one of those deals where you have to sign up and keep charging. Go to cardiol.net/Ken or call 888-809-6424 for your free 30-day supply of Cardiol for your lower cholesterol. 888-809-6424 or cardiol.net/Ken.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.